Do Catholics worship the saints? Many say yes. They get offended if we pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, if we have these so-called idols. Many people have left these comments on the YouTube channel, and I'm glad because it's an opportunity for us to engage. In today's video, I want to direct and get at the bottom of whether we as Catholics worship the saints. Or if it's just Jesus, what do we even believe? Join me in today's video. Friends, please pray with me. Jesus, please dispel the spirit of error that people's minds may be cleared of lies so that we may believe the truth that you gave us and be set free. We ask this in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary. My name is Alvaro. It is a joy to be here. It is the season of Easter, and it is awesome. It is so great. We are in Monday of Easter, and it is a wonderful time to be a Christian. As Catholics, we celebrate Easter for 9 days, beginning on the Vigil, the Sunday of, the week after, Saturday, Sunday. For all those 9 days, we celebrate, and this is biblical. In Leviticus 23, when God gave the 7 different feasts to the Jews, one of the feasts, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, was celebrated for 7 days because they understood that celebrations get bigger and bigger and bigger, like weddings. They celebrated weddings for many, many, many days. And that's what they were all about. It was an awesome, awesome faith. 2.0 is the Catholic faith, where we have different feasts that we have octaves of. That's what we call it, octave meaning 8. So we celebrate more intensely each and every day. So today we are celebrating Easter even more intensely, and we're going to focus on this topic of, do we worship the saints? And I want to get a little bit more philosophical because other people answer this question. So I want to get really at the root and cut at this so that the lies stop spreading. My friends, if you want to support this channel, by the way, hit the like button, pray for me, and go to patreon.com or Etsy, check out my merchandise, and support this channel. So, as Christians and as Catholics, we are baptized to be saved. Jesus said, for you to see the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, you have to be born again of water and the Spirit. The first one is baptism. We are baptized, which means we are plunged into. St. Paul says we are baptized into Christ. We are baptized into his death. When we are baptized, we become part of Jesus. We enter into him and become a part of him. We become other Christ. We become his disciples. That's why Jesus, in different places, he says, you will do greater works than the ones that I do. You will go in my name. So it's not just, you know, that we carry the name of Jesus, but we go as Jesus to other people. Jesus wants us to share in everything that he was able to do. He healed, he did exorcisms, he did teachings. He wants us to do the same. In my name, he says, you will cast out demons, you will heal, you will teach, you will baptize. So when we are baptized, we enter into Jesus, and Jesus shares with us everything that he can do. Sorry for my phone alarm. Okay. We are baptized into Jesus, and we can share in what he does. Jesus healed, so can we. Jesus preached, so can we. Now, different people in the body of Christ have different roles. Priests, for instance, have specific ministerial roles that lay people do not have. But Jesus wants all of us to share with that. Now, this sharing in this ministry of Jesus begins here on earth and continues in heaven. That is my point that I'm trying to make. Jesus intercedes before the Father for us. Since we are baptized into Christ, when we die and get to heaven, we can also intercede in Jesus for others. Just as we can pray for others here on earth, in heaven, our intercessory power will greatly heighten, sometimes to a near infinite level, depending on how much we allow ourselves to be transformed into Jesus. So, for instance, the Blessed Mother, who was intimately united with Jesus, she was an almost perfect image of Jesus. When she died and went to heaven, her intercessory power is immense before God because she shares in this ministry that Jesus gives to her and every other disciple who arrives in heaven. Everyone who arrives in heaven in Jesus can pray for other people. Everyone. Everyone. Now let me give you just a very interesting example about this. Now people don't think about this, but it's really true. When we pray the Our Father, the only reason we have the right to pray that is because we are in Christ, because we are baptized in Christ, because we become His body, because the Father is only Jesus' Father. He is not your dad. I'm sorry, the Father is not yours. The only reason you can say Our Father is because you are in Jesus and you're speaking as if with His lips. Jesus is letting you share in His Father. So when you say Our Father, you're sharing in Jesus' Father. So already by praying the Our Father, you are doing the same thing that the saints do in heaven. Jesus is sharing and extending His sonship to you so that you can, so then you with Jesus can say Our Father. In the same way in heaven, He is sharing and extending His intercessory power with you so that you and He can pray to the Father. If you pray the Our Father, you are praying to the Father. If you pray the Our Father, you are interceding for others before the Father. But there's only one intercessor. There's only Jesus. If you say that, you can't pray the Our Father. If you say that there's only one intercessor before the Father and that we are not intercessors before the Father, then you cannot pray the Our Father. Because when you pray the Our Father, you are interceding to the Father in Jesus. That is what the Catholic Church has always taught. That we can pray to the Father in Jesus, here on earth, and in heaven. That's why we pray to the saints. We ask the saints to use their intercessory power on our behalf. The intercessory power that Jesus has given them. My friends, Jesus wants us to pray to the saints. Those of you that say that we cannot are wrong. Jesus says you are wrong. You are wrong. Jesus wants us to pray to the Blessed Mother. Jesus wants us to pray to the saints. Jesus wants us to pray to the angels so that they can all pray for us. We worship one God, but we pray to the saints so that they can pray on our behalf. Jesus wants this. Jesus allows this. And everyone who denies this is standing in the way of Jesus Christ. Repent and be saved. My friends, God love you, and I'll see you in the next video.